Ultima, written by L.S. Hilton and read by Sophie Ward. Six months earlier. I'd never been to the south of Italy before, and the way things were looking, my visit was going to be both short and final. Mainly because Inspector Romero da Silva, of the Guardia di Finanza, was aiming his gun at my heart. We were standing on a beach somewhere in Calabria, more precisely on a concrete platform built into the churning, sulphurous sea. A boxy, rusted container ship was moored about 100 meters out, connected by a thick rubber pipe to the low cube of the water purification plant next to us. I'd thought about swimming for it, but da Silva had already informed me that the currents would have me if he didn't. And although I'd worked out in the past few hours that da Silva's ability to lead a double life made me look like an amateur, I believed him. On the other hand, I get a kick out of risk, and I could see something da Silva couldn't. Over his shoulder, the man who was moving slowly and purposefully towards us along the beach. I doubted he was a random passerby, since he was holding an assault rifle. "Either we stop here or you come back with me, and we see if we can work together for a while." Da Silva's voice was as steady as his hand on the gun. "Work together?" I hissed. I could have thought then of all that I'd done, of all that had happened to bring me here, of all that I'd been and all that I'd become, but I didn't. "Go on then," I answered. "Do it. Go ahead." When the shot came, da Silva looked more surprised than I did, but then this was the second time in a week that someone had tried to kill me. The bullet was not from da Silva's caracal, which was still aimed firmly at my chest, but from behind, on the beach. Slowly, maintaining his position, da Silva swiveled his head until he saw the figure at the foot of the cliff. The man had fired in the air, a warning. I was tempted to point out that at least someone round here meant business, but it wasn't the moment. Faintly, I could smell the powder as it rose to the dull steel of the hard December sky. "The girl! Leave the girl!" the man shouted. I hissed to da Silva. "Can you swim?" "The currents," da Silva answered slowly. I wasn't joking about the currents. "Grab me," I told him. "Move me in front of you, then use the pipe. What if he shoots you?" "You were just about to shoot me." "The girl!" The rifle was pointing towards us now. Da Silva lunged forward, seized my shoulder, flipped me against him as he spun as though we were dancing, so that we changed places, his back to the pulsing waves. The rifle was now definitely aimed at me. At least that was a change.